Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save you. And that's the harsh truth. The savior mentality is a very childlike mentality. Because children, especially very young children, rightfully so, they're very vulnerable. And so they rely on their parents to protect them and in some cases to save them from imminent danger. So for a child, especially between the ages of 0 and 5 in particular, having kind of a savior mentality makes sense. However, at some point, we need to grow up, not just physically, not just growing and aging, but actually growing up spiritually, mentally, psychologically. We need to become grown-ups. We need to put a big pants on. The problem is that there's a lot of belief systems, especially around religion, that continue to hold us back. One of these religious beliefs, or one of these beliefs that's propagated through different religious systems, is that someone is always going to come save us. And we've seen this savior mentality come over and over again. In Christianity, not the true Christianity, but the socially engineered Christianity, we have this whole idea of the second coming of Christ. The gist of it is that Jesus is coming to save us again. In the New Age, we have the idea that the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and the Galactic Federation of Light or some other extraterrestrial beings of a higher consciousness are just waiting for the moment to just fly down in, reveal themselves, and save the world from imminent danger. With Trump, there was the whole QAnon movement where supposedly Trump was going to save everybody and bring these coded messages, and then he just lost in a spectacular way. And of course, that's all done by design, and a lot of that's socially engineered. The police can never actually protect us. They can only show up after the fact. It's not even their job to save us. It's their job to enforce the satanic principle of moral relativism and to enforce all these man-made laws. That is what they are under oath to do, not to protect you, but to protect the laws and to enforce the laws through violence and coercion. So no one's going to save you. You are here to save yourself. So how do you do that? How do you save yourself? What does that actually look like? First of all, you need to start learning these principles about the true nature of reality, how we work, how the greater reality works, and stop lying to yourself and stop buying into the false narratives that are put out by these psychopathic criminals who claim to have authority over us. You need to take back your sovereignty in fact, first in your mind and in your heart, and then of course you start to manifest that physically when you start to act in a way that's in alignment with that new knowledge and understanding. So you need to become an initiate and you need to work on yourself through shadow work and through other techniques to really go deeply within yourself and figure out what is it in yourself that needs saving. Because if we have this idea of a savior in the external world, through the principle of correspondence, we know that there's always something within us that needs saving or needs transmuting. And these are the unresolved traumas that we have from our childhood. If we were abused as a child, it's not our fault that that happened, but we still need to take responsibility to heal ourselves. Recognizing the truth of who you are, your true nature, and start to take back control of that and really level up in that way. You need to save yourself, and then by extension, you'll be in a position to contribute to the world in a way that you'll be saving the world through saving yourself, through being your own savior. So we all need to really become our own saviors. Obviously, all the work that I do with Freedom Vibe, a large portion of it is to help people to regain that power, to be able to do that work. So I want to invite you to follow my work here and continue to dive in deeper and deeper levels and learn as much as you can about this occult knowledge. Comment below any questions you have. Follow me on all the different platforms. And if you're getting tremendous value and you want to make a voluntary donation, just go to freedomvibe.art/donate. You can make a donation there. I've got a couple of different ways to do it. That really helps a lot. Hope that's helpful. And of course, I will see you again very soon. I hope you found this video to be really helpful. My website is called freedomvibe.art, where I share principles of natural law that would allow us to change the current human condition from what it is right now, slavery, to one of true freedom. Take action to apply these principles in your own life. And once you've gained enough of an understanding, you've done the work on yourself, start to teach and share these principles with others using your own words and your own way. Also, if you're getting a lot of value and you want me to be able to reach more people, then I want to invite you to help me out by making a 100% voluntary donation to my work and to this project. You can do that at freedomvibe.art/donate. Check it out, get involved, be a true freedom fighter, embrace the values of knowledge and understanding, courage and care, and let's make this happen. Thank you very much.